pain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections, no more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet
to the sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear a pitter-pat?
Hear the pitter-pat.
And that happy,
tune is your step.
Is your step.
Life can be so sweet.
Life can
on the sunny
so
side
sweet.
Of the street.
On the sunny side of the street.
I used to walk in the shade. And I had the blues.
With those blues.
But you know what? I'm not afraid.
But I'm
why.
Not afraid.
Because this rover.
How do you rate women so well?
I think of a man. And I take away reason and accountability.
Crossed over.
If I never had a cent, I'd still be rich as Rockefeller.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
I'd have gold dust in my feet.
Gold dust at my feet.
On that sunny side of the street. Thank you, Frank, for letting me do that. I appreciate it.
Where the hell is Frank?
No problem. I'm right here.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the last... No matter what Dan put on this sheet.
What?
What?
It's actually March 31st, I believe, today, is it not?
What did I... Yeah,
it is.
What did
I put on? March 30th. 3:30.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I have a copy of the sheet right here, and it says 3:31.
Wow.
This was
my mistake.
Sheet?
That's yesterday's sheet. It took me how long to make a mistake? 15 seconds into the show. Hang on, I'm walking across the room. Hold on, I know where it is.
Dan,
talk amongst yourselves.
Bask in this glory, Dan.
I will. Let me just bask in the glory.
For once.
Being right.
For once, you deserve I would say an apology.
Okay, Dan,
I don't know. If,
Dan, I'd like to publicly apologize to you. No, I'm serious.
What? My headphones cut out.
I'd like to, you can record it if you want.
I would publicly apologize
to Dan Strauss. I accused him, essentially, of being incompetent.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
ridiculous.
Yeah,
crazy.
Boy, you should have known right there that this can't be the case.
Yeah. Dan does not screw up. Something's
so
wrong.
Organized.
I must be screwing up. So welcome to the last day of March. This is the 31st, and there's a lot... There's a lot to talk about here today. We'll do the Burke segment, but I watched the Scientology documentary last night. It's 2 hours long. It was an HBO. The first half is kind of tough to get through, but it's necessary. It's I actually fell asleep and had to go pick it back up and try to watch it again. When you get into the second half, and you do need to see the first half, but man, when that second half kicks in, There's some really incredible stuff about this this Scientology, and I know that the Scientology spokespeople will say, well, these people are all disgruntled former members, and then they'll lay out the reasons why they're saying this stuff because they didn't like hearing the truth. They were kicked out.
They kicked them out.
They're saying they left, but we don't want their type. They're not what we're looking for, and they never really embodied the blah, 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 blah. And they'll turn it around. Here's the deal. When you have, it's not just one person or two people, and then you have to look at the person who's telling the story about the truth about Scientology. Does the person seem credible? And the answer in each case of all these people is yes, they're beyond credible. They're very well spoken, they're smart. And that's the other thing that amazes me. Smart, talented people, bright people get sucked into this kind of thing. People like Tom Cruise and John Travolta, they're not stupid. They're bright and they're talented, yet something in them They need the approval of something or somebody more than just fans. They need for somebody to make them feel like they're walking down the right path in life. Or maybe they feel guilty about how much money they make. I don't know. But boy, this Scientology, this L. Ron Hubbard, who's been dead for a while. At first I wanted to say, well, how can anybody want to join a cult, which I believe this is, that's run by a guy who's a criminal and a crook and has evaded the law and moved state to state, moved out of the country for a while. I mean, this guy was a criminal, a tax evader. How could you want to? And then I thought, well, wait a second. Jim Baker still has a ministry, and he went to prison.
Yeah.
And it's a known fact that he defrauded people, and he took their money. It didn't go where they thought it would go. And there are still people giving this guy money. Now look at Jimmy Swaggart. Well, how can you want to follow a minister who, Jimmy Swag, and those are a couple. There are more, I'm sure. So I don't think that the fact that, you know what I think it's like? I think they see people like L. Ron Hubbard, and I mean this, as a god or like Jesus, a savior.
Oh, yeah, like the Messiah has come.
And in their minds, people turn on them the same way they turned on Christ. And that's what they'd say to you. You go, well, how do you feel about this? L. Ron Hubbard was a law-breaking, a criminal. Well, that's according to the government, because they didn't like what he was doing because he was telling the truth. And to them, it's like Jesus being persecuted or something. It's an amazing study. And here's my request for today. If anybody listening, and I know there have to be Scientologists in St. Louis. If you were in it, you are in it, please call us. Here's what I won't do. I'm not going to ridicule you. I'm not going to... I want to ask you some questions. That's all. And we're not going to make you embarrassed. We just want to... I'm so curious about... It's like the Jim Jones thing. How somebody can be so powerful to get, what was it, 700 or 900, like 900 people?
Yeah, I think so.
To kill themselves?
Yeah, that's...
Or that nut in San Diego, the Heaven's Gate people that put on Nike shoes and, I don't know, some concoction in a bag over their heads, and they're all going to jump on some comet or something?
Yeah.
How are people that gullible? And this L. Ron Hubbard is nothing more than a science fiction writer. He's a brilliant writer and a guy who makes up stuff. So he made up this religion. And it's interesting, they have on the documentary, they interview a lot of people who were around L. Ron Hubbard, and they have documents, they have writings of his. And he said, early in his life, he wanted to be rich. And the easiest way to get rich is start a religion. And he's absolutely right. No, he's right.
No,
look at the Crystal Cathedral.
Yeah.
Look at Oral Roberts University. Look at
tax,
big money.
Tax-free.
Well, now you know that Scientology, they sued the IRS. Because the IRS wanted to tax it. Because it wasn't actually officially a religion. And that's all in the documentary. So I think, if I remember right, and I need to probably watch it again sometime. But the church... Now, Scientology encouraged individually members to sue the IRS. So the IRS gets bombarded with thousands and thousands of lawsuits. And imagine the time and the people, the man hours tied up in these lawsuits. Yeah. So they hit them with several thousand lawsuits, all wanting the same thing. I want my donation to the Church of Scientology to be tax deductible, and you didn't allow it as a tax deduction. I'm suing you.
So do they go to church like most, like Catholics or Baptists or
I don't think so.
Do on Sunday?
I don't think so. I didn't get that from I think it's just a place like the library.
Yeah.
And you go, and when you join, you're given courses. Now you go somewhere, they have many, many locations and little satellite, and you go there and you sit in class. It's more like class than church.
Yeah.
And you are indoctrinated, and you go through levels, level 6, level 7. It's the weirdest thing. And then here's the other thing. This guy who runs it now, who's the CEO, you're going to love seeing this guy. If you get a chance to look into this, David Miscavige or something like that. He's the CEO, good buddies with Tom Cruise. His wife, just like Nicole Kidman said, I've had enough of this crap. Just like I'm sure many wives or husbands of women who are in it said, I'm walking away. I don't want this to be part of my life. She has been missing for a long, long time. He had her put in what they call the hole. It's like in prison when you're put in solitary. So Scientology has a way of punishing people who question or doubt. And it's things like clean the toilets with a toothbrush and on your hands and knees. I mean, really degrading low-life stuff. So he had his own wife doing that. And even some of the members said, my goodness, you're the wife of the CEO. You shouldn't even be doing this. This is abuse. Next thing you know, we don't know where she is, and haven't for years. She's gone. She's disappeared. How can that not be a giant red flag to people?
And he doesn't seem to be upset.
That's the other thing. He seems fine. And they get into the whole Nicole Kidman thing and how they had... It's the equivalent of private investigators. They send people out to stalk you, to record you, to wire you, to mic your house. Every move they want to capture... to use against you, and then they're going to ask your husband, your wife, your kids to what they call disconnect from you. They interviewed a woman on this documentary who has a daughter and a granddaughter, and her granddaughter is the absolute most important thing in her life. This woman was a member for many, many years, and she just left Scientology, I want to say 2 years ago, like 2013. Her daughter is still in it, which means she's raising the granddaughter that way. So when this woman tried to talk to her daughter goes to Scientology people and goes, yeah, my mom, you know, she left. They go, yeah, we know, she left. And now she's an SP. That's what they call them. She's a suppressive person. They have all this separate language. They have their own language for
terms. Wasn't it E5? Isn't there levels of your rank?
Of commitment.
What it's for?
Levels of commitment, donation, time you've put in, you're rewarded for all that.
The E-meter, do they show that thing when you...
You do an audit?
Yeah.
They have what they call an audit. And on the documentary, there's the guy who sat with Tom Cruise for hours and hours and hours through several audits. And an audit is nothing more than you spilling your guts. It's like a massive confession. And they get you to tell them everything that you're ashamed of, embarrassed about, regret, sorry for. And apparently, they're so convincing that this is, in terms of how important this is, they got stuff on people. I guarantee you, they have stuff on Travolta and Cruz that ensures these people will never leave Scientology.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who did all the auditing is he's terrific on this documentary, and he's very credible. And he says, I have got hours in a room, just the two of us with Tom Cruise, where he's being audited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one reason they do that. That's to get everything they can on you. Because when they got you, they're going to keep you. And he also said the average member, the average person in Scientology, over the course of the average term of membership gives at least $200,000 to Scientology. They're worth $5 billion or something.
Good grief.
They got property everywhere. And when they sued the IRS, they won. And they show the convention where this CEO, this David, what's his name, gets up and makes the giant announcement to this packed arena. Like it was huge. Like somewhere they play football professionally. And he gets up and he says, at 8:37 p.m., and he mentioned the date like yesterday or tonight, we have gotten official word. The IRS has caved. They have we are now recognized as a tax-deductible real religion. And the audience goes crazy, but they go crazier when he says this. He says, now you can give something to the effect of you can give freely. You can give more money knowing now that it is recognized and is tax deductible. And they start screaming with joy that they can give more money. It's absolutely unbelievable to me.
Wow.
And that's how he postures it. The IRS has targeted us. They've not allowed your deductions. Well, now they will. So you can give even more. It's tax deductible. And evidently they do.
Did they say how long Tom Cruise or John Travolta have been a member?
You know, they may have mentioned when they got in there, but I think each one, it's
20, 25 like,
I was going to say 20 years,
wow.
Easy.
Wow.
And there are a couple of little interviews, but they refused. The other interesting thing is they went to various people, the CEO of Scientology, they went to Cruz, they went to Travolta, to his people, and gave them the opportunity to be in this documentary, and they all turned it down. They all turned it down. Now, why would you do that unless you knew everything they're saying is true, and there's no way you could say anything to counter what we've heard from these other people? I guess that's the reason. You can only come out looking bad. So just don't do it at all. But to me, that looks bad. So Scientology, if you were ever in it, if you got in, got out, if you're still in, and again, my offer is still on the table, that you will not, my mouse just froze up here, that you will not be ridiculed, you'll not be made fun of. Scientology, we'd love to hear from you. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I came across this list online and would like to share. These are things that you've always wondered about, and the answers that science gives.
This is exactly the kind of thing I like.
Yes, I enjoy these things too.
I'm ready.
The first one, I don't know if we talked about this before, but why, if our blood is red, why are our veins blue? Do you know the answer?
Because
to that?
The blood's not red until oxygen hits it.
Yeah.
Actually, what this says, it's because there are different wavelengths with different properties hitting our arm when we look at it. The blue light just happens to be absorbed by the blood and make it back to your eye. That's what this article says right
here.
Make
it back to your eyes?
Yes. So okay. It's just your eyes, the light that is...
So they're not really blue.
Exactly.
Like when you go to make a fist, they take blood, they go, oh, there's a vein. It's not really blue, we just think it's blue.
Right.
What color is it?
I don't know. Okay. I would guess red, since it's red blood in there.
I don't know if I'd buy that.
The next one we always hear about, turkey, making you tired. Tryptophan.
Tryptophan, right.
It's not true. Contrary to popular belief, it's not the tryptophan. It's just the actual sheer amount of food and drink you've consumed during the meal.
So, I guess that makes sense.
Yes. The next one, and I've always wondered this one, because it seems like every artist we see that is not American, when they sing, you don't hear the accent.
For people that have an English accent, they don't sing with that accent.
Yeah, and it says here it has everything to do with phonetics and cadence. Singers with an accent are forced to completely lose it when they have to stress certain syllables in a song and elongate their vowels. The result ends up sounding almost American.
Yeah, and that really is interesting, because you'd think if an Australian singer got up to sing, you know, oh, I say, you going down the street. No, you never hear that.
No.
That is really interesting.
And they also hear songs from... coming out of America, and they listen to
almost
that
influenced by American singers, I would think too. Yeah. The next one: why do we always crave greasy food when we're hungover?
Well, that's my language you're talking about. not hungover. I crave them anyway.
Yes, all the time. The reason behind this is a brain chemical called gallinin. Which increases your appetite for fats. It says, since alcohol increases your body's production of gallinin, you're going to want that big, fat breakfast pronto.
All right, now let me ask you this, because you were a bartender,
yes,
and your family's in the restaurant business. I've always heard that a lot of restaurants deliberately make you wait before you get a table so that you'll have a couple of drinks, because a couple of drinks makes you hungrier. Is that right?
I've never heard that.
I think it's just because if they can make you have a couple of drinks, they make more money because they sold you a couple of drinks.
Yes, yeah. I would go with that reason more than making you hungrier. There are a lot of tactics, people use in the restaurant business.
Here's the other thing. If you go somewhere and you say, how long is the wait? Four of us, how long? And they say 30 minutes. I automatically convert that to 45 minutes. They're not going to give you the worst case.
Oh, they always undercut, yes.
Absolutely, because if you wait 30 minutes and now it's 10 more, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Walk after 30?
Right.
I think they play a lot of games.
And then if you get a table in 20 minutes, you're like, whoa, this is great. They're fast.
The next one, why is the drinking age 21? Have you ever heard the reason why?
No.
It says you can thank the National Minimum Drinking Age Act of 1984. It says, so while it's largely up to each state to decide their legal drinking age, this law tells these states that they had to enact a minimum age of 21 or else they would lose 10% of their highway funding.
Whoa. Oh,
so since no state wants to give up that money, that means that no one under the age of 21 can legally purchase or publicly possess alcohol.
Because back when I was in high school and then we turned 19, everyone would head over to Illinois because Illinois was 19 to
prior
drink.
Prior to this law
and we'd drive through there. It's 19 to drink in Canada, too, and 18, and I guess, in Mexico.
And a lot of the casinos that are owned, Indian-owned casinos, you can gamble at 19.
Yes.
You don't have to.
Oh,
to
yeah.
That thrilled my son to that. We were on vacation somewhere. You talk about excited. It was like Christmas times 10. He said, hey, he was always real smart about looking up stuff. He knew where we were going. It's Arizona or wherever it was. He said, they got Indian casinos here. I can get in. I'm 19. I didn't know it. I looked it up. Sure enough, it's true. Oh, my goodness. He couldn't get there fast enough.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I think gambling should probably be 18. They're not going to hurt anybody but themselves. You say, well, at 18, somebody's not responsible enough with money. Well, they're not at 21 either.
You can play the lottery at 18.
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The next one, why can't we decide if tomatoes are fruits or vegetables?
I thought it was a done deal. They're fruit.
The tomato is technically a fruit since it protects and contains the seeds of its plant, but according to a Supreme Court ruling, it's classified as a vegetable.
And it's why did the Supreme Court have to do that?
I know.
Well, it says why? Because the Tariff Act of March 3rd, 1883 required a tax to be paid on imported vegetables, but not fruit. And they didn't want any tomato farmers going untaxed.
Oh, what about?
Of course not.
A strawberry has the seeds on the outside.
Yes, that is. What's
that got to do with anything?
Because they say for a fruit, it protects the seeds which are on the inside or something.
I guess just because it contains the seeds. I don't know if it necessarily has to be on the inside. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
Is a pumpkin a vegetable? I guess it is.
A pumpkin is.
I thought a pumpkin was a fruit.
No, it's got to be a vegetable.
Oh, it's maybe like it tomato. Is because it would be in the squash family, wouldn't it?
Let me see here.
Pumpkin is a vegetable.
I'm going off the script here. I have to see.
So we eat pumpkin pie. We're actually eating vegetables.
Well, it's one of those awkward times where we got into something we didn't have an ending for.
Eat your
vegetables. Pumpkin is not a vegetable. It's a fruit. There you go.
Well, okay. Now, wait a minute. It's the seeds on the inside, too. Oh, it's a fruit. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as a tomato. Okay.
It says here... in fact, it's a berry. Belongs to the family Cucurbitaceae, which includes...
Cucurbitaceae.
I think bukkake is something else.
What is it?
which includes cucumbers, melons, squash, and gourds. So those are all fruit.
Uh-huh.
The next one, why do we say cheese when we get our picture taken?
Because it forces
cheese.
You to smile.
That's exactly it.
You can't really say cheese without making
cheese.
A smile.
Right.
That's right, Red Boy.
What is it about showers that makes our brain start thinking of creative thoughts?
Well, if you're a guy, you get in the shower, you start thinking about that gal who's on that hamburger ad with the big boob.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's on Dancing with the Stars, too, Peon. If you want a reason to watch it, I don't
know
her name.
She's
the blonde. Yeah, she did one of those burger commercials where they drip the hamburger off.
The Hardee's. Yeah.
If you see her, you'll watch Dancing with the Stars.
It says here the best idea as to why this happens is because it's just a mindless task. Since your shower routine doesn't require much thought, it frees your mind to wander and think of something else.
You know, I never understood the shower radios. You can't be without a radio.
Yeah.
Long enough
to
take a shower.
We used to have one. I loved it. I just I don't know, for some reason.
Wouldn't it cause you to stay in the shower too long? You start hearing something you like. I'm gonna stay till this song's over.
We had one too that would pick up TV stations. Do you remember some of those radios?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It would only pick up the national
audio only.
2, 4, 5, 11.
And if it's a show like 60 Minutes or something, or Carson had a great guest back then. Who cares if you can see?
Exactly. The next one, why is the sky blue? That kind of goes back to the blood one. It has to do with wavelengths and blue light. And blue light scatters more than the other colors in the spectrum because it travels as a shorter, smaller wave. So there you go. This one, I had never heard of this. Why do our fingers get wrinkly in the shower? Has anybody ever heard why?
It takes the oil out? I don't know.
It says it actually has nothing to do with absorbing the water and everything to do with improving our grip on things underwater. So just your body adapts to try
little
to...
grippers on your hand.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. And the last one, I think we've talked about this before. Why do we have eyebrows?
It's a watershed.
Exactly. If sweat comes down your forehead, it just...
runs down and doesn't go right in your eye.
Yep. That's it.
And I have no eyebrows. It's like a great mystery.
You have thin ones. I mean, you have
They're so
some
thin,
hair
you can
there.
Barely see them.
And real faint blonde hair,
I want gigantic eyebrows.
You do?
Oh, some Brooke Shields-like eyebrows?
Those, what's his name? Levin.
Eugene Levy.
Oh, my goodness. I love big eyebrows. James
really
Whitmore. Remember him? The Miracle-Gro guy? His eyebrows are like 4 inches long.
It's like he had Miracle-Gro on him.
I don't know. Something about it, I think, makes you look...
manly?
Manly. It's like back hair. My daughter did it again. We were together for a few days, and she happened to...
see you without a shirt on?
Yeah. And that was bad enough. And then she goes, Dad, you've got to shave. You've got to shave that hair off. You look like a gorilla. I love my back hair.
Did she shave your back hair?
No.
Oh.
No, I love it. I said, no, it's not going to happen.
You think she would be more careful around you since she saw you totally naked.
Yeah.
That happened once. That cannot happen again.
Pretty devastating for her.
That was a horrible 2 seconds. I'm not kidding. She was 15 or something. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know she was in the house. And
probably the first naked man she had ever seen.
I hope so at 15.
You hope so, yeah.
And then there was just that awkward stare, silence. Stare for a brief second and then quickly neck-breaking turn away like, no. Oh, my goodness, it was horrible.
Yeah, that's
And we
that's
never,
dis-
you don't discuss it afterwards.
No.
What'd you see? Did you see anything? You don't, it's like it never happened.
Yes.
You have a silent understanding, never stated, but understood, this never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the end of
that's
that
all I had.
Right. Did she go up to her mom and go,
I love the list like that.
No, Dan.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry you got stuck with him with that little thing. No, that never happened. Dan, did you have anything?
No.
All right, we can close the Burke segment. The Burke segment is officially closed. And before we take our first break, and today's Tuesday, Colin Jeffrey will come in and talk about entertainment. One other quick thing I caught by accident on TV, and this was Saturday night. It was ABC, which is 30, called In an Instant. Have you seen this? I don't. Maybe it's a series.
Was it a 2020 maybe special? I know sometimes.
No, it was
they
just
do.
Called
no?
In an Instant, and it was fantastic. And in this case, and I assume there's a series called In an Instant, and basically what it means is that quickly your life can change. Something can happen. And this particular one was the story as told by the people who were there, the SWAT team people, chief of police, about the single biggest hostage situation in this country ever. And it was 1991 in Sacramento, California. And four or five thugs broke into a Good Guys electronics store. And out back in the 90s, there were several franchises around the country that were big in certain areas of the country. And they were huge, Best Buy, times three electronics places. And Good Guys in California was a pretty well-known chain. They took 41 or 43 people hostage in that store.
Ooh.
And they interviewed the hostages all these years later. And you talk about a gripping, and you end up putting yourself in that situation. What if you had run into that store to pick something up and your timing was just bad? And that's what a couple of people said happened. One guy was just, it was going to be in and out. Pick something up. Boom. Bad timing. Here come the guys with the ski masks on and 40 some odd people for 9 hours are made to believe they're all going to die. And they did kill three of them once the SWAT team people moved in. But it's so compelling. So, again, it's called In an Instant, ABC. I can't imagine that's the only time that
No, it is
run.
A series. I just looked it up. So
Okay, and they won't all be good. It's kind of like Strange Inheritance. Some are good, some are boring. But, boy, that one I caught was very good. Do a little business, take a break, come back, chat some more, take your calls. Our numbers, if you're interested, are 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550. KTRS. I've talked about Thompson Price for about 19 years. And about 20 years ago, 19, whatever, give or take a year, what does it really matter after that much time? They did our kitchen. They completely remodeled our kitchen. We had a house that we had been in at that time about 10 years. And we'd never liked the kitchen since the day we bought it. It was dark. And some of you will remember when almost every home was built and the theme was dark wood, beautiful walnut. It was like a men's club or a library in some Ivy League university. Dark, dark wood and shells. That was the big thing. And we hated it because now people are starting to go light. And I don't know how many people remember the whole Florida theme. You went places and everything was peach and turquoise, Florida, to sort of I don't know, make you think you're in Florida? But we hated it, and after 10 years, we talked to three companies, and we went with Thompson Price. And what a transformation. It's like a different house. Like, when they finished, it was as if we had just moved. They did a fantastic job. And then about a year later, we had a bathroom done, a small powder room. I guess you would call it a half bath. Then a year after that, we had a bathroom done. And a year or two after that, another bathroom. Nobody has touched our bathrooms or our kitchen but Thompson Price. Remember to look for that name, Price. Because if you're in a place with a similar name, you could be in the wrong place. They have a showroom in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side of the road, right next to McAllister's Deli. And yes, they have a website. You want your money's worth, you want to do it right, Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, it looks like they've got Highway 94 westbound shut down due to an accident. It's between Church Road and Grafton Ferry Road at Archard Farms. Then we just have the normal volume that's building on westbound 40 from west of the Science Center out through McCausland. Looks like we're running heavy, too, from McKnight through Lindbergh and from 270 out through Mason. We also have an incident, it sounds like an accident, possible fuel spill on Lindbergh underneath Page. We also have northbound 55 downtown. That's slow in the right lane from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts, wondering if your battery is on its way out. Stop by Advance and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, and it's midweek on McGraw Live. That means interviews with Feast Magazine publisher Kat Neville in studio and medical news with Dr. Brad Freeman. Movie producer and St. Louis native Donald Rosenfeld skypes in to talk about his new picture. And superstar soccer goalie Hope Solo makes a return visit to her adopted hometown and radio station. It's McGraw Live, Wednesday morning starting at 6 a.m. Watch us on KTRS.com and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
You've probably heard Weedman is the best lawn care company, and for that we are truly thankful. We feel it's imperative in this day of high childhood obesity to promote healthy activities on your lawn and other sports turf areas. Our team of Weedman professionals feel it's only fair to give back, and so we are announcing a community sports sponsorship contest. Upload a photo of your community or school-based sports team to Weedman USA's Facebook page. Include your team name, league name, and location in the photo description. The top three team photos with the most likes will earn up to a $5,000 sponsorship and a team hydration kit from Weedman Lawn Care. Open to all, customers or not. Go to Weedman's Facebook page for official rules. Get creative with your picture and get networking to help your favorite team win an awesome sponsorship. Our goal is to aid in the fight to lower obesity in kids and adults by promoting more outside activities on our lawns. Having a Weedman lawn makes growing up a memory framed in green. Have your team compete in Weedman's sports team sponsorship contest on Facebook today.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40 plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation. All under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants. All under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
We are honoring number 24 of the Blues, Bernie Federco.
I'm Bernie Federco of your St. Louis Blues, and I'm privileged to call St. Louis home. I was fortunate to have a Hall of Fame career in a Hall of Fame city, St. Louis. My wife Bernadette and I have raised our three sons here and will always call St. Louis our home and continue to support this great community. Now hear from other St. Louisans who feel the same way I do about St. Louis.
This is Christine, recruiter with the VA St. Louis Healthcare System. More importantly, I'm a St. Louisan. I was born and raised in St. Louis, graduated from Brentwood High School, and chose to serve our country in the U.S. Navy. My choice of where to raise my family is St. Louis. It's where I work, where I play, and where I live. And when it comes to serving our local veterans, St. Louis can take pride in the exceptional care we provide. The VA St. Louis Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
Let me tell you about Menino's Market in Cotterville. Beef tenderloin kebabs, chicken kebabs, ribeye steaks, bacon wrapped fillets for $6.29 each. And don't forget about the peppercorn sirloin steaks, just to mention a few of the items. Fresh produce, friendly people, Menino's Market in Cotterville. For catering, meninosmarket.com. That's M-A-N-N-I-N-O-S Market. meninosmarket.com on the corner of Highway N and Motherhead in Cotterville. meninosmarket.com.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the
love this song.
Why don't you marry?
All right, we need a couple of phone calls. We have some coming in here. Oh, great. I've got a lady on waiting on hold whose family was in Scientology. We're looking for anybody who was or is a member of the Scientology cult, which is, I think, a good word for it. Nadine, how are you? You're calling because it says on the screen your family was in Scientology, but not you?
Well, I had a little brush with Scientology, but my brother and my sister-in-law were in Scientology for over 30 years.
Ooh,
wow. And you say were.
He had gone up to the bridge to OT.
Okay, so for people who don't know, that's the highest level.
He never went into the Sea Org.
Okay, they have these levels. It's like you're in long enough, you do enough, you give enough, you keep moving up this ladder. So that's what she's referring to.
Yes.
So what happened? They got out. They got out. They weren't kicked out. They left after 30 years.
Well, basically, what happened was my brother started having health issues, and eventually they said he was a suppressive. And then he actually found out about Ron L. Hubbard and the fact that when Ron was young, he was booted out of the military service. And so he had a huge grudge against the U.S. government as well as the IRS. And he was sitting around with a bunch of friends and said, what kind of business can I start that the IRS cannot get hold of? And right. One of his friends said, jokingly, become a church. And that's actually how that whole thing started. Now, it is a huge brainwash session. Unfortunately, my brother committed suicide.
Wow.
And I don't think he was in his right mind when he, you know, did it. But they also tried to get my little brother in there when he was about between 17 and 18. And I went over to the St. Louis org. And I physically pulled him out of there. And I told them, I said, you may have one of my brothers, but you're not going to have both of them. And wow. It is a very, it's just a mind-bending type situation.
No.
And you do end up being very robotic. You also end up, they want everything that you have. Any type of monetary monies that you have or housing or whatever, they want it. They want you to donate it to the church, and they have you thoroughly convinced from the very beginning that you're doing something good for the planet, for the people on the planet. And that's kind of how you start, is you think you're doing something good. for humanity.
Yeah, and you think that because of that, you're going to be a better person, you're going to feel better, and at some point, you'll be able to shut out all the negative things in your head, blah, 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 blah. All of this, the teachings of a guy who was nuts. Nuts and a crook. Yeah, people say, and what amazes me, now when you said they want you to give them everything, there'll be people that go, well, wait a second, they can't be true because Tom Cruise has stuff and Travolta has planes and stuff. What I found very interesting last night was, yes, they do, but a lot of that stuff belongs to Scientology or is given to them by Scientology. Tom Cruise's hangar in Santa Monica or where the heck it is, Scientology did that whole hangar for him. It's beautiful inside. They did all that. All his audiovisual equipment in his house, Tom Cruise's house, his limo, they did all of it. They paid for all of it. They bought it. They had the limo custom made for him.
Well, he's a huge magnet. But the people that get involved are just common, everyday people, and they believe that they're doing something good for humanity, for making people better than what they are. And, I mean, Ron Hubbard got to the point that, I mean, he was calling this a slave planet, and that, you know, the people on this planet were being sent here because we had done something absolutely horrible. And that's part of the training, the auditing that you go through, where they keep questioning you and keep questioning you. Now, I have done some of the auditing, and I mean, I really got to the point, it was like, do you want me to make something up?
I think, you know what? I think they're looking for the most salacious stuff they can get. If you don't have it, it irritates them. They want you to tell them you murdered somebody and you've never told anybody. They want something on you.
Where's the body?
They want to have something on you so that you can never leave.
And I guess they record.
And they document everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they have your whole life there. And so you really, I mean, you talk about these people that are, you know, ripping off the credit cards and, you know, fraudulent actions and things like that. I mean, that's what the church does. They turn around and use it against you. You think that you're having a very private session. You're not.
Wow. No. I appreciate the call, Nadine. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Scientology. Not to be confused, because I remember when Travolta's son died, they said, well, I bet he didn't let him go to the doctor because they're a Christian. That's Christian Science, not Scientology, which is another thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be very careful, I guess, if you start acting like you're making fun of or dissing some religion. But my goodness, in some cases, I just don't know how in this age you have a kid who's really, really sick and your reaction is, well, God will take care of it. I know there's a hospital 2 minutes from here, and it's a pediatric center, but we'll just, God will handle this. Okay. Well, that hasn't worked out very well for a lot of people. Window World, hopefully within the next week, I'll be able to tell you how to go to Window World's site and make a donation to St. Jude Children's Hospital. And all of it goes there. I'm telling you, all of it. And then you'll also be entered for the drawing to sit at our trivia table May 16th. We're doing it differently this year to give more people an opportunity. So rather than one big fat donation of $3,000, we have four places at the table. That's two couples. So you'll be making every donation of $200 or more. If you make $400, that's two entries. And from those, people will draw. I'll tell you more and all of it once I know it's up and the site is ready to take your donation. And I think we're going to do real well by way of St. Jude. And that's all because of Window World and the charitable arm, Window World Cares. Window World has given about $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. And St. Jude was founded by Danny Thomas in, I believe, the early 60s. If you get a chance and you're at the computer and you're just kind of, you're always looking for something to do on the computer, you just look up and Google St. Jude Children's Hospital. Wait till you read what they do. So I'm very happy to be able to tell you that Window World not only makes a great window, they're very charitable people. The window is $189. One price. Any size, vinyl, double-hung window. It's made to do what a window's supposed to do. And it's only $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. You want to know more, you can go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we are still working with this accident. It is on westbound Highway 94 that's shut down between Church Road and Grafton Ferry Road near Orchard Farms. And then we have that crash that they're working with, a possible fuel leak on Page underneath Lindbergh, or Lindbergh underneath Page. We have slow traffic on eastbound 40 now, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 is heavy from the parkway down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, we've got a slow stretch from about Highway 94 out through 370. In this report, it is brought to you by Burger King. At Burger King, how do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant sandwich. Now get two for $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
ABC Radio presents Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work.
April 15th is fast approaching, and here's a few last-minute tax tips. Pay attention to your details and double-check your numbers. Make sure you have all proper documentation attached and watch the small things that add up, like charitable donations. Finally, if you just don't have time, ask for a six-month extension by filling out Form 4868.
That's Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis makes it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them. From short-term to long-term, all on your terms. So let Regis take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
The Mizzou football spring game kicks off on Saturday, April 18th at 4 p.m. Get there early to take part in our spring fan fest starting at 1 p.m. on McDeaver Drive. Activities will include live music, games, food, beverages, and more. For tickets to the spring game, log on to MUTigers.com and print out your online ticket. That ticket, plus a donation of one canned food item benefiting the Central and Northeast Missouri Food Bank, gets you admission to the game. It's the football spring game Saturday, April 18th at 4 p.m. For all the latest, visit MUTigers.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Now through April 30th at Firestone Complete Auto Care, buy three, get one free on durable Firestone Destination LE2 tires. See store for details.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.